Today is Tuesday, October 8th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and today is no different. And let's get to it. Did I say, and you guys listen? I don't even know. I'm so out of it right now. I have a little bit of a headache, and yeah, it's, I'm in London, and my room is cold, and I can't figure out how to get the heat to work, and I'm complaining. No, everything's been great, but I'm really trying to decide what I'm going to do about this whole Amsterdam thing, because I actually booked a ticket. But the deal is, I booked a ticket, and I booked it for tomorrow, and which is Wednesday, and I thought that my class was on Monday. And so I booked the ticket, and I need to leave a little bit early, but I thought, oh, that'll be okay. I'm just going to miss the closing remarks of the conference. That's not a big deal. All the classes, or, you know, all of the sessions are earlier, and so I can leave and do that. And the ticket was really cheap. It was only like $100 or something like that. And I haven't booked a hotel yet. And the other thing is, I had already paid for my hotel. So I booked a separate hotel. I just bumped the table. Sorry if you heard that. But Walmart paid for Sunday night through Wednesday night because I didn't want to charge them for the extra days that I was staying just on vacation mode or whatever. And so I booked another hotel, but I did it through hotels.com or booking, or I don't remember, but whatever I did, it was one of those you pay in cash and you can't cancel. Basically, you've paid for it. That's how you get a good rate. So my hotel is already paid for by Walmart up until I check out on Thursday. And then the hotel that I paid for, I was supposed to check in on Thursday. So I lose the money that I spent for that night. If I go to Amsterdam, I also leave during part of my class. So I would miss like the last couple of hours of the class. And the other thing is, I haven't booked a hotel in Amsterdam yet. So I, like, you know, and that's going to be another $400 to $600 for two nights. You know, if I get a respectable, I've never been to Amsterdam. I don't want to stay in some like, you know, cheapy hotel, because I don't know. I mean, maybe it's safe. I'm not sure. But, you know, I feel like a more expensive hotel is going to be a little bit safer. And so, you know, I don't know. So anyway, I feel like I'm not sure what I should do, but I've already booked the plane ticket. And so that is a sunk cost. And I think I've talked about here that sunk cost fallacy where people spend money on something and they think, oh, I need to go ahead and do it because I've already spent money on it, but they're not factoring in like additional money they're going to have to spend. They're just factoring in like what they've already spent, but that's already gone. But they're not factoring in like, I don't know, the whatever. So I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what I am looking at hotels tonight, and I have to decide soon, because if I am going to go tomorrow, I need to pack up all my stuff, you know, and all of that. And I need to be ready to go when I go to my class in the morning so that I can just, you know, quickly come back to the hotel, grab my luggage and go straight to the airport. And, you know, then, and I also, I'm finding, this is going to sound so, I don't know if codependent is the right word, but I'm finding that when I travel alone, I just get kind of lazy and I just like lay around the room and I don't do anything and I order room service instead of going to a restaurant because Mark's not with me and I'm all alone. And used to be when I thought that I was a fairly independent person when I was single, but I am an introvert, so I don't really enjoy like by myself going to restaurants and clubs and things of that nature. I mean, I'm okay like if I want to go see a show, like a Broadway type show or something like that, a musical or whatever, that's okay. You know, I can book the tickets for that, go. But going to a restaurant by myself, I feel anxiety. Just, I don't know. It's really weird. And walking around and getting around, I'm used to getting around in London because I used to live here. So that's not a problem. But I don't know. It's just I find myself to be more lethargic. And instead of getting out and like going, you know, seeing all the sights and everything, I kind of just retreat back to the room when I'm done with whatever it is that I'm doing. And if I do that in Amsterdam, I mean, I've been to London loads of times, so I've done all the touristy stuff, and I've done the Eye, and I've done, you know, Big Ben, and I've done, like, all of that stuff. I've Westminster and all of that Abbey and all that kind of stuff I've done, so that's not a big deal. And I'll see Nathan while I'm here. We're going to have dinner with his new fiance, and so I'll see him, and he's really my only friend that's left that lives here in London from when I used to live here. And so, you know, so I'm trying to decide, like, what I'm going to do. Anyway, but that being said, I guess you guys will find out, because if I go, I guess I'll be in Amsterdam when I record tomorrow's episode. So you'll find out soon enough, but I'm still kind of, I probably will, because again, I feel like I've already paid for that flight. But we'll see. Anyway, so I don't remember exactly where we were when I was talking about the whole trip, but I did, you know, it was flooding and lightning and everything in Arkansas when I left, and so I had to take the red-eye flight because I missed the flight that I was on. And so I got in at like 6:30 in the morning, and I went through, by the time I was through security and everything, it was a little bit after 7, I think, and then I took the tube to my hotel, and I checked in, and I will say, you know, I did want to, there are, I can't think, there are protests going on, but the people seem to be in a good mood. I mean, it's not like violent protests. I did see a police officer tell someone they were going to arrest him. The problem has been, though, they've been blocking off, part of the protest is they're blocking off various bridges. Well, yesterday was bridges. It seemed like today they were not blocking bridges, but they were still in the kind of the central areas of London and blocking the streets. So because I'm just walking, I decided to just walk everywhere instead of trying to take an Uber. That hasn't bothered me so bad, and the people seem, you know, cool. They're playing music and dancing in the streets, and there are tents. I mean, there are some people that are, like, really devoted. I mean, they're camping in the street. And they have all these police officers, but they're just standing in a line. Like, each of the places where these protesters are, the police are just standing there and not really saying anything. They're just chatting with each other or whatever and just making sure nothing gets out of hand. But anyway, so that's been going on. Other than that, I've been going to the conference for the past 2 days. And today was a little bit better as far as sleep deprivation, but I was still sleepy. I think I should not have taken a nap yesterday afternoon. So I think I might have mentioned, so I went to the conference. I went straight to the conference after checking in for the hotel. The only thing was, I think I said, I thought it was the class, so I went to the wrong place. Paid for an Uber ride to the wrong place. They said, oh, that's on Wednesday. I had to get another Uber to take me to the actual conference location because they're not in the same place. And then he couldn't take me all the way to the conference because the protesters were blocking the bridge. So I had to get out and like walk the rest of the way. But it was only like a 10-minute walk, so no big deal. But I was falling asleep during a lot of the talks yesterday. So I left about an hour early because I wasn't really interested in the last session. And so I left about an hour early, came back to the hotel and took a nap. And I'm not sure that I should have taken a nap because after that, and I recorded the show and everything, I wasn't sleepy. And so I ended up staying up until 3 in the morning. And and then I had to get up and go. So this morning, I kept hitting snooze on my phone over and over and over again. And I finally got up and, like, dragged my butt out of bed and got a shower and everything. But I was a little less tired today, and I just stayed at the conference all day. They provided lunch, so I had lunch there. And I went to all of the various talks, and it was good, but, you know, after a while it gets a little bit boring. And then I went and played Pokemon because there was a raid hour, and I thought, you know, I never do the raid hours and stuff like that if Mark is not with me. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do it because I want a shiny Mewtwo. And so I walked around, but I didn't really choose a good location. I didn't choose like a park where there would be a lot of gyms like all together. And so I only was able to get in about four or five raids in the time allotted, because raid hour is an hour. So, and I didn't get a shiny. All right, well, I'll let you guys know tomorrow if I went to Amsterdam. But for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly episode podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.